Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida has now passed 30,000 deaths from COVID-19. The Tampa Bay Times reports the state added 224 deaths today, as well as nearly 6,700 new positive coronavirus cases. Meanwhile, Tampa has been chosen as one of four FEMA coronavirus vaccination sites in Florida. Each federal community vaccine center will administer 2,000 doses a day. Officials also said there will be mobile vaccination sites. The location is TGT Poker and Racebook in Tampa. So far, about 3.7 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine have been administered in Florida. Since the pandemic began nearly a year ago, more than 1.8 million Floridians have been infected. A Tampa man has been charged in connection to last month's riot at the U.S. Capitol. Paul Allard Hodgkins can be seen in photos in a video taken in the Senate chamber on the day of the insurrection. He held a Trump flag and wore a Trump t-shirt. The Tampa Bay Times reports that voting records show he lives in Tampa. He's charged with entering a restricted building or grounds and tampering with or destroying records and documents. He also faces charges of violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Governor Ron DeSantis announced today that he will honor the late broadcaster Rush Limbaugh by ordering flags in Florida to be lowered to half-mast. Florida lawmakers have advanced a bill that would drastically change car insurance policies in the state. Blaise Gainey reports if the bill passes, insurance policies would no longer require personal injury protection or free replacement of cracked windshields.
Lawmakers are now a step closer to getting rid of Florida's no-fault insurance requirements. Right now, drivers must carry personal injury protection coverage. Under the measure moving through the Senate, Florida drivers would carry bodily injury coverage instead. Zephyr Hills Republican Senator Danny Burgess says the goal is to update Florida's current system.
The question is, are the current coverage levels sufficient? We know that they are not, and that this is what this bill seeks to address. Let's dive into what is currently being provided. So Florida's current no-fault law was established in 1979 and has not been adjusted since then. So we currently have that $10,000 in PIP that we all carry as drivers under a no-fault system.
The new system would require drivers to have insurance that carries a minimum of $25,000 to cover injuries. In moving to a new system, Florida officials also hope to see insurance rates decrease. Currently, Florida has the third highest car insurance rates in the nation. Industry experts say a large part of the increased costs come from exaggerated claims that lead to litigation. Florida's chief financial officer, Jimmy Petronas, says that can start with something as simple as a meeting in a grocery store parking lot.
They've created this business model where they stop individuals. You got a chip in your windshield. Well, yeah, I do. Well, or maybe I don't. Well, they'll come out and inspect your car. Well, look, you're about to walk into Publix anyway to buy your groceries. Let me give you a $200 Publix gift card. And while you're buying your groceries, I'm going to go and change out your windshield.
Pensacola Republican Senator Doug Broxson has a plan to prevent bad actors from driving up prices for windshield repairs. He proposed an amendment to the current car insurance overhaul bill as it moved through a recent committee stop.
Reality is that the good intentions that we had for really generations of how to have your glass repaired has changed dramatically in many parts of the state where, rather than having the cost of a glass replaced, it would be escalated by a procedure where several parties are involved that manipulate the price.
Currently, broken or cracked windshields are fixed at no cost to the policyholder. The idea was that would reduce the danger of people driving with broken or cracked windshields. But with bad actors taking advantage of the policy, Broxson believes it's time to move away from the practice.
The amendment also allows insurers to offer windshield deductibles up to $200.
Broxson says it would get rid of the edge bad actors have now of offering a windshield at no cost to the policyholder. Jacksonville Democratic Senator Audrey Gibson asked if the change would result in drivers not being able to easily get their windshield fixed when they notice a damage. St. Petersburg Senator Jeff Brandis answered,
"No, it doesn't. It allows them on the front end when they're selecting their policy to determine whether they want a deductible on that policy for auto glass. That may allow the auto insurance policy overall to be less expensive if they choose to have a deductible."
Lawmakers approved the amendment. Along with the windshield coverage change, Broxson also added another.
The amendment creates an exception to the bill requirement to purchase liability insurance for at least 25, 50, 10, to lower the minimums to 15, 30, 10 for drivers whose household income is less than 200% of the federal poverty guidelines, and for drivers who are full-time students both in college and in high school.
This idea gained support from both sides, who think this will help lower costs for car insurance policies for those who can least afford it. I'm Blaise Ganey.
Here's the weather tonight. There's a chance of more rain, cloudy, breezy, and cool with overnight lows in the high 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the high 60s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.